Welcome to Conscious Communication, the podcast that can help you improve your company's culture and better your team's communication, helping you build more significant relationships. Now here's your host, Philip Bogolub.
Coincidental. Accidental. Serendipity. The unexpected is explained in many ways. Welcome to Conscious Communication. I am Philip Bogolub, but you already know that from the introduction. What if the unexpected is really expected? Think about that. What if you could live every day as though everything is an intentional coincidence, accident, or serendipity? When we are focused on seeing a TV series or movies in sequence, we tend to binge. We've all done it, as in overdo it, and keep moving forward until we can barely stay awake so we can get everything in one shot. We are basically giving ourselves a binge hangover. In other words, we are overdriving our minds to the point that we will sacrifice everything no matter how long it takes, even if it interrupts our work, our sleep, eating, or even our personal lives, to get everything in as quick as possible and then move on to the next mind binge. What if we reverse this and binge on our thinking through our minds to the point that we will get a thinking binge hangover? The difference is the after effects of excessive thinking. And knowing and understanding the right processes and procedures to do this will result in the most amazing transformation that you have ever experienced. Within the world that we have created, we exercise our physical muscles, financial muscles, work muscles, friendship muscles, relationship muscles, health muscles, and one of my favorites, our food muscles, although I don't think they classify chocolate as a food. But we do not use the strongest muscle known on planet Earth, our mind. When we have issues in our life, or as we refer to it as, I'm doing the quote signs here at my fingers, stress, we look from the outside to tell us how to resolve our issue, no matter what it is, not realizing that we have everything we need in our own minds. Our inner knowing knows. We have the answers, but we do not look for them in the most obvious place. Our mind. Yet, this is the most important muscle of all muscles, since if the mind muscle is weak, so goes the rest. Friendships, relationships, health, doesn't matter. When you binge on pure thinking, not just thoughts, your life will flip like a light switch turning on a light bulb, and the light will reveal the possibilities of what your true purpose on planet Earth is, opening doors you did not know existed, or maybe you already did. Okay, I get it. What is he talking about? Where did this come from? Who is this guy? Tell me something. Who are you? I will tell you something about me. I am a degreed engineer with an MBA and worked in the medical field supporting and designing a medical device called an X-ray tube. Now, I'll go into it a little bit what an X-ray tube kind of is, but many people that are listening to this probably have never heard of that term. But I was in the business for over 25 years of my life and worked out of a factory and traveled the world meeting people everywhere, making sure this important device was working properly to diagnose people with either a possible irregularity within the physical body or there's nothing wrong with you. I made so many relationships and friendships and talked to people from all over the world that I realized we are all exactly the same. Now, what I'm referring to is from the inside out, which is much more important than what we present to the outside world. Our physical outward appearance is what I'm referring to. What we think, we become. How we act, we become. I learned more about myself and how to interact with people and learn from people, even though I was in the senior technical support engineering position to troubleshoot their problems. What I did not realize is they were troubleshooting me, as in I was learning how my mind worked in a conceptual way to make a difference behind the scenes with a medical device that could change or alter people's lives, whether good or bad, through the knowledge I share with other engineers in the factory and abroad. I was making a difference way before this philosophy came to being. And without these experiences, without these intentional coincidences, serendipities, and accidents, I would not be who and where I am today. My conscious communication is built from the understanding that my mind is the communicator. And the thinking that I have is created first in the mind, then is manifested in the real world. I did this with troubleshooting a medical device for many years and with helping and supporting designs of new products, not realizing that this was leading me up to creating a philosophy, a belief system. This imaging technique and mindset that I have created has not just altered my way of thinking and transformed my life, but has made me realize my true purpose on planet Earth, which is empowering others empowers ourselves. And through these intentional coincidences and accidents, it has led me to this point in my life, consciously communicating my philosophy. The imaging techniques and mindset, which has the ability to empower others and transform their lives, will in turn empower ourselves. From this philosophy, I've gained insight that this is my true purpose on planet Earth, as in making a difference in individual lives. But I had to experience my life first to get to where I am at now before this could even happen. In this Conscious Communication podcast, we will talk and discuss about how this philosophy was created and how I am passing it on to others, not just in a personal way, but in a business way, since each one goes hand in hand. One of the concepts in the business world that was always driving me crazy was the interview process and the yearly review process. Blech. There's an old joke that I'm going to tell. I'm not going to tell the joke. I'm just going to tell you the punchline. The punchline is, it's like throwing up money in the air and whatever God catches, he keeps. The point being is you're just throwing things up in the air and hoping for the best. Having people run through a particular test, having more than one person interview someone, answering a questionnaire, handing over a cold written, proofread, nicely spaced with the right font resume, matching up to the keywords that are on your request for a position will never, never, never help you find the individual for the right position. Since I am an engineer, I have approached things in both the digital and analog way. There is time for both, but for your business to move forward and to create new opportunities, not just in your technology or whatever your product is, and gain customer trust and understanding, it must be realized in the analog world first, in the mind. Customer service? Customer service? Customer service? This is just one thing that has been completely lost in the digital world. And making that slight difference in mixing in the two together, as in digital and analog, in the right places at the right time, will alter your business and your personal life. When I was out in the field, there were many engineers that weren't the greatest troubleshooters, but their conscious communication skills were over the top. And the end user understood no matter what and how bad things got, the engineer would find a way to get things resolved. And many times, that would be me. I came from the same mindset of the customer first, analog, and the equipment second, digital. Remember, electrical and electronic systems have no conscious and subconscious mind. In other words, they have no reasoning or understanding or common sense power. They don't get emotional. Human beings do. This philosophy, this belief system, is an all-around approach to merge the two together, as in human beings to business and business to human beings. And with many years of research, reading, meditating, and praying, I have found it. It is called the philosophy of Ajahnoy. I have found and created a way to plug into the mind, to alter and to gain true insight into your everyday life on planet Earth. Not just for yourself, but with everyone around you, from your business to family to friends to acquaintances to employees, the list is endless. Since this philosophy has created a paradigm shift in my relationships, both personally and professionally, I want to share this with the world and help as many individuals and companies as I can. Each week, I will bring on guests who will discuss Ajahnoy and how this belief system has affected them or how it could help them discover their own self-worth and self-awareness, both personally and within their own company's culture. So join me on this trek of conscious communication through the philosophy of Ajahnoy.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Communication. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also get more great information at ConsciousCommunicationPodcast.com.